word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us as we sit by your feet and to listen to what you have to say. And I pray that you fill us with your spirit of wisdom and revelation. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in the law, and open our ear that we can hear, and also open our heart so that we can receive your word and love you and obey you, so that indeed we'll be truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to read that one more time. As a matter of fact, when I take a look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20, Isaac was recorded in the Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is the what I call hall of faith. You hear the secular word of hall of fame, right? But his name was written in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And all those people, their name was written there. That means they're recognized by God that they will truly get blessing in the future. Just, and as a matter of fact, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that Isaac was recorded in the Hall of Faith. But I'm surprised that the author, using right beside verse 20, you write down Genesis chapter 27. And I'm so surprised that the author, when he is so filled with the Holy Spirit, when he record the good deeds that Isaac has done, using Genesis chapter 27. He didn't use Genesis chapter 26. I'm surprised. Okay? So, that means you got to have something that God wants us to learn. And so that we want to learn the lesson. So, not very many people are familiar with Genesis chapter 27. So I would like to read it to you and then explain verse by verse so that see whether you agree with the author that recorded the good deeds that Isaac has done. By faith, he blessed two of his sons regarding their future. Genesis chapter 27. When Isaac was old, how old is he? And we know that he get married at the age of 40 with Rebecca in Genesis chapter 25, verse 20. And for the next 20 years, he didn't have any children until Isaac prayed to God on behalf of his wife Rebecca. So at the age of 60, in verse 26, he has the twin boy, Esau and Jacob. And then the Bible say when Isaac was old, so how old is he? According to Genesis chapter 26 verse 34, at that time Esau is already 40 years old. At the age of 40 years old, Esau get married and married two women from the Hittite, from the Canaanite, okay? And the Bible say in verse 35, they were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. In other words, Isaac and Rebekah do not approve the marriage. And yet, Esau married two women. Now, in Genesis chapter 27 verse 1, when Isaac was old, that means 60 years old, he gave birth. Now his son, the elder son, is 40 years old. At least he is what? 100 years, okay? Now, and on the Bible, we know that Isaac did not pass away at 100 years old. He passed away at 180 years old, okay? So that means, but he is old. Probably he has cataract. He can't see very clearly, okay? So I read that to you, Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. When Isaac was old, at least 100 years old, and his eyes were so weak and that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your weapons, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me." Right beside verse 3, I want you to write that down. Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25, verse 28. Isaac, who has a taste for wild game. Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Now I go back. Genesis chapter 27. So because Isaac has a taste of wild game, so he tells his son to go and get the wild game for him. Verse 4. "Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessing before I die." Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to his son Jacob, the younger son, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats, so I can prepare some tasty food for your father just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a man with smooth skin. What if my father touched me, and I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing?" His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Now, listen to me. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 13, don't ever say that. This is bad, okay? You know who learned that? The Israelites learned that. When they crucified Jesus, they say the same thing. Not every word in the Bible that you should follow. You have to have the wisdom what to say, what not to say. Why say to yourself, "Let the cursing fall on you"? You understand what I'm trying to say? Don't do that. You understand? His mother said to Jacob, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Just do what I say. You can do that. But don't say, 'Let the cursing fall on you.'" You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay? "And get them, just do what I say, go and get them for me." Verse 14. So he went and get them and brought them to his mother. And she prepared some tasty food just the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which she has in the house, and put them on her younger son Jacob. She also covered his hand and the smooth part of his neck with the goat skin. And then she handed to her son Jacob the tasty food and the bread she had made. Verse 18. He went to his father and said, "My father." "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my gain so that you may give me your blessing. Isaac asked his son, How did you find it so quickly, my son? The Lord your God gave me success, he replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, Come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not. Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hand of Esau. He did not recognize him, but he's 100 years old. He did not recognize him because he has cataract. He can't see it clearly. He can only feel by touching. For his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau. So he blessed him. And are you really my son Esau? He asked. I am, he replied. Then he said, My son, bring me some of your game to eat so that I may give you my blessing. Jacob brought it to him and he ate. He brought some wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, Come near my son and kiss me. So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, that's the clothes of his older brother Esau. He blessed him and said, Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of heaven's dews and of the earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and people bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. After Isaac finished blessing him, Jacob has scarcely left his father's presence, and his brother Esau came in from hunting. He too prepared some tasty food and brought it to his father. Then he said to him, My father, sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing. His father Isaac asked him, Who are you? I'm your son, he answered, your firstborn Esau. Isaac trembled violently. I want you to circle the word. Trembled violently and said, Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came and I blessed him. And indeed, he will be blessed. I want you to circle the word. When Isaac heard that the person that he blessed wasn't his firstborn, when he realized it, the person that he blessed wasn't Esau, is indeed Jacob. So he trembled violently. And then he said, in verse 33, and indeed Jacob will be blessed. He know that Jacob deceived him. And how come he say that Jacob will be blessed? I want you to put that in your mind, why he say what he say. Okay? Verse 34. When Esau heard his father's word, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, Bless me too, my father. But he said, Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing. I want to stop here. When Isaac saying that your brother Jacob deceitfully took your blessing, what is the reason why he cannot change his mind and say, Okay, Jacob, come back. The blessing I give it to you is void. It's not valid. Because you deceived me. Can he not say that? Could you give me a response? If you say yes, could you raise your hand? If you say no, okay. If you say yes, raise your left hand. He can do that, right? But he didn't do it. What's the reason why he didn't do it? He knows everything from God. What is everything? Should he change his mind or should he not change his mind? So Brian is shaking his head. He should not change his mind or he should change his mind? He should not change his mind? Based on what did you say that? Could you speak louder? So God let it happen, but he deceived. First of all, his wife, Rebecca, deceived his husband. And secondly, his son deceived his father. And that's no good. I don't think the Bible teaches us deception, right? So later on, we know that. God gonna teach Rebecca the lesson. And later on, God gonna teach Jacob a lesson. Not to deceive anymore. So by deception, to get the blessing, I don't think it's approved by God. Okay? God didn't need you to do things by deception. God is a truthful God, and God is a faithful God, right? But I want you to circle the word, 33. Isaac trembled violently and said, indeed, Jacob will be blessed. Verse 34, when Esau heard his father's word, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me too, my father. But he said, your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing. Verse 36, Esau said, isn't he rightfully named Jacob? He has deceived me these two times. He took my birthright. And now, he has taken my blessing. Then he asked, haven't you reserved any blessing for me? Isaac answered Esau, I have made him Lord over you and have made all his relatives his servant. And I have sustained him with grain and new wine. So what can I possibly do for you, my son? Esau said to his father, do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father. Then Esau wept aloud. His father answered him, your dwelling will be away from the earth's richness. In other words, wherever Esau dwelt, Esau would not get the blessing from the earth richness. He gonna work so hard and he gonna get lousy wages. And then he said, away, your dwelling will not only be away from the earth richness, probably you're gonna dwell, probably you're gonna live or you're gonna stay, you're gonna dwell in a desert, in a wilderness. Is not earth richness and away from the dew of heaven above. Now we know that in history, we know that later on Esau dwelt in the east of the Jordan River. Over there is wilderness. The soil is no good. You cannot do any cultivation. Okay? And on top of that, no rain. If there's rain, you won't call wilderness. So in other words, the earth will not bless, the heaven will not bless, okay? Verse 40, you will live by the shore, and you will serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. Now, the Saudi Arabia, on the east of the Jordan River, they are very rich now because they have all the oil. So they are not now under the control of Israelite, Jacob, because they have oil money, right? But they're in deep trouble also now. Okay? And I want to stop here because I'm surprised. You know, if I were the author, I won't use Genesis chapter 27 to put Jacob in the name of the Hall of Faith. And yet, God using this incident, using Genesis chapter 27 instead of Genesis chapter 26. If I were the author, I probably use Genesis chapter 26 to put Isaac in the Hall of Faith. Now, because the Bible using Genesis chapter 27, so that means he wants us to use our brain, our mind to understand the wonderful thing that is written in the law. So I think the reason why, listen to me carefully, I think the reason why Isaac trembled violently when he found out that when he blessed his son, he thought he has blessed the elder son, right? Esau. But indeed he blessed the younger son. Now, take a look at what the Bible says. Because in order for us to understand Genesis chapter 27, you have to understand a lot other Bible verses in order to be able to interpret the Bible. Go back. Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. Verse 34 to 35. Esau was 40 years old. He married two Hittite women. And verse 35, these two Hittite women were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. These two women is a non-believer. They are the source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. But probably, they were not the source of grief to Esau himself. Esau like it. Does it make sense? You won't marry someone that you don't like, right? Okay, now go back. Chapter 25. Verse 27. The twin boy, grew up. Esau became a skillful hunter, so that's why he gets the games very quickly. He's a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents. Isaac, who has a taste for a wild game. And the Bible says, Isaac loved Esau. But Rebekah loved Jacob. What's wrong with that? As a parent, unless you want there's a division among your children, you don't do that. You understand? As a parent should love what? Love both. Right? What's the reason why Isaac loved his firstborn son? He loved the wild game. And his son gave him a lot of wild game. Right? He loved the barbecue chicken and all that barbecue deer, whatever. Right? He loved that. Okay? Now, go back. And I'll give you a little bit of the history. And I'll tell you why one person loved the other, another person loved another person. Okay? Go back to Genesis chapter 25, verse 19, the latter part. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah. And then, verse 21, Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. The Lord answered the prayer of Isaac. And his wife, Rebekah, became pregnant. Verse 22. The babies jostled each other, fight among themselves within her wound, her mother wound. And Rebecca said, "Why is this happening to me?" So he went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." Verse 24. When the time came for her to give birth, they were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was wrapped, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So he named him Esau. Esau means hairy man. And after this, his brother came out with his hand grabbing Esau's heel. Jacob means grabbing his brother's heel. Okay? And then, so that he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. Now I go to verse 29. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open field after hunting. Eh? Probably at that time he didn't get anything. He famished, and he said to Jacob, said to his younger brother, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew, and I'm famished." That is why he was also called Edom. Edom means red. He wanted the red stew, okay? Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." Because Jacob know that he's the second son. He wasn't the first son. "Sell me your birthright. I want you to write beside birthright." You write down Deuteronomy chapter 21. What happened if you are the firstborn? According to Deuteronomy chapter 21, if you are the firstborn, in verse 17, you get double share of your blessing from your father. Deuteronomy chapter 21, 17. Let's say his father has, three goats. Okay, only three goats. As a firstborn, you get two goats. And a younger boy, you get one goat. Because the older son, the firstborn, will get double portion. Okay? Jacob know that he wasn't the firstborn. He loved to be firstborn. When his brother asked for the red stew, he said, "Yeah, I can give it to you. You sell me your birthright." And that guy, listen to me. You know why he didn't get blessing? He didn't care about God's word. He didn't care less. Listen to me, look at me. You know why he didn't care less? He know that his father loved me. I'm a skillful hunter. I hunt a lot of game. My father liked the way that I prepare the food. No matter what, I get the blessing anyway. His blessing is from what he can see. Listen to me very carefully. If you ignore God's word, you follow the very footstep of Esau. But Jacob loved the blessing from the Lord. Firstborn get double portion. Oh, I want to be firstborn. But I'm not a firstborn. He didn't deceive his brother. "You sell it to me, I give it to you. It's a bargain, right? You say that you're famished. You're about to die, right? Isn't it?" You can say, "Oh, I'm not going to sell it to you. But next time when I hunt the deer, I give it to you." You can do that, right? Instead of saying, "I sell you my firstborn, right?" That guy, he ignored Deuteronomy chapter 21, 17. He ignored God's word. He's godless. He has no God in his heart. Brother and sister, if you do not have the word of God within your heart, you are godless. You say, "Pastor John, how come you are so serious? How come you say things like that? I want you to write that down. Hebrew chapter 12. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 16. Listen to me very carefully. The author says, See that no one is godless like Esau. See that no one is godless like Esau. See that no one who despise God's promises, despise God's word. Who for a single meal, red stew, sold his inheritance right as the oldest son. Verse 17. Afterward, as you know, in Genesis chapter 27, when Esau wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind from his father Isaac. Though he sought the blessing with tears. Now I want to stop here and interpret this Bible verse. Why the Bible saying what he's saying? Can his father say, you get my blessing by deception. I have no intention to bless you because I'm supposed to bless who? Esau. You have smooth skin, but you follow your mother instruction, Rebecca, put the goat skin and wrap around my hand, wrap around my neck. When I skis you, I smell the smell of my Esau son, you know, the firstborn son. And you deceive the blessing. You don't deserve the blessing. Can I not change my mind? Of course I can change my mind. Now, the question is, how come when he has the opportunity to change his mind, he did not change his mind? Can anyone tell me? You know what? When someone deceives you something, you realize that he get your blessing, he get all this stuff from you, it's by deception. Can you not change it? I tell you one thing. You go and read the passport in the U.S. In the U.S., the passport stay like that. Two things. If you become the citizen of America, if you join any foreign government, you work for them, and you're going to lose the right to be citizen of America. You can work in a foreign land, but you cannot work for a foreign government. You understand? You work for a foreign government, that means you are a spy. You got that? Secondly, if they find out, the moment when you apply for the citizenship of America is by deception, later on after 10, 20, 30 years, they find out that you did it by deception, he void your citizenship. You understand? In other words, in any rightful way of handling the matter is you should only get it by truthfulness. You should not get it by deception. Right? And what is the reason why when he realized that he blessed the wrong person and yet he trembled violently and said, indeed, Jacob will be blessed. Why? Listen to me. I want you right beside tremble violently and then also say, Jacob indeed will be blessed. Right beside Genesis chapter 27. Verse 33, right beside verse 33, indeed he will be blessed. I want you to write that down. Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. Do you remember before Rebecca gave birth to the twin boy? She inquired of the Lord, how come these two boys, after my husband prayed for me, and we wait for 20 years, and they end up these two boys fighting. What good does it do? And he asked the Lord why. The Lord tell him, two nations are in your womb. Two people from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other. The older will serve the younger. Rebecca know that because Rebecca prayed to God. Rebecca know that the younger son Jacob is the one who gets more blessing from the Lord than Esau. Do you agree? But Isaac did not like it. Because Isaac liked the wild game. And his son is very skillful. You know what? His two sons go into the sheep pen and then get two a lamb, you know, to cook it for the father. And just finish cooking. I mean, just finish blessing. And then his son come back. His son is very, very skillful. Right? You know what? As a father, I want you to listen very carefully. If you want your children to get blessing, you love God's word. You love God's word. You do not oppose God. What did the Bible say? Isaac loved Esau. Rebecca loved Jacob. Who is more spiritual? Who is more spiritual? The husband or the wife? Eh? The wife. Isaac know better. When Isaac bless his son, he is opposing God. I want you to write down right beside, tremble violently. You write down Proverbs 21:30. No one, not even Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, can oppose God with his own understanding, with his own wisdom, with his own plan, with his own blessing. You cannot do that. When God say, the older one will serve the younger one. And the matter is settled. You're not supposed to bless the older one. No, I want to stop here. What if he keep on blessing? What happened? If he keep on blessing, opposing God, that means his blessing will be voided. It's no use. Right? What did the prophet say? There's no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. When the Lord makes that decision, it cannot be changed. You have to go with the Lord, trust and obey, for there's no other way. No other way. But Rebecca, you know what? If the history can be rewrite, if I were Rebecca, I would confront my husband and tell my husband, do you remember before this two twin boy was born, what did the Lord say? The Lord say, the older one can serve the younger one. You are not supposed to bless Esau like that. Am I right? That's the right way to do it. And I believe Esau is a spiritual man. How do I know Esau is a spiritual man? Because he trembled violently. He realized. He do it, he blessed it according to his own flesh because he liked the wild game. But in reality, he blessed Jacob. You understand? That's why he trembled violently. And then he said, indeed, my son Jacob, the younger one, will be blessed. Right? Who knew all along? Isaac? Ada? All Christians know all along what does the Lord require of us. We still do what we do. You understand what I'm trying to say? That's the reason. I'm glad the author do not use Genesis chapter 26. If I were the author, I said I would use Genesis chapter 26. How obedient I said to the word of the Lord. 26, prove that he's obedient. 22, prove that he's obedient to his father too. He allowed his father to sacrifice him as a burnt offering. Alright? The author did not use 22, do not use 26, yet he used 27. Force you to dig deep down. Why? Why? His name was put in the hall of faith. You know what is faith? You know all along what's the right thing to do, and yet you oppose the Lord, and in the end you find out you are not successful, you turn around and say, I repent. I want you to write that down right beside, tremble violently, you write down, Zechariah 1:3. You return to the Lord say, I return to you. When you realize that you are wrong, you confess your sin and renounce your way, you will receive blessing. I want you to write that down. Did you, Zechariah? This is what the Lord Almighty say. Say to Isaac, return to me, declare the Lord. And then I will return to you. Now his blessing is valid. Because his blessing is according to God's word. Listen to me carefully. His father has God's word, but still do things according to the flesh, because he loved the wild things. And then he realized that's not the right thing to do. He turned around and go back to God. And then his blessing is recorded like this. By faith, Isaac blessed two of his sons regarding his children. The younger son gets the blessing, the older son gets no blessing. Now, we read Genesis. Genesis is the first book of the Old Testament. I want you to read the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. Take a look at what God say regarding these two sons. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Chapter 1, verse 2. I have loved you, said the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? The Lord said, yet I have loved Jacob. The Bible say in Genesis, Rebecca loved Jacob. Isaac loved Esau. And in verse 3, Esau, the Lord say, I have hated. And that guy is godless. And that guy has no God's word. That guy despised God's promises. He didn't care less what God say. And God allowed him to be changed starting from Genesis 25 all the way to the end of the book. He never changed. He still do his own thing. Can you imagine if Isaac blessed his son? And that is opposing God. Making a lot more people even more wicked. You see, a wicked son still get the blessing. Brother and sister, the author want all of us to know the wicked people has no blessing from God. Does that make sense? That's why he's using Genesis chapter 27. Finally, do you know why God put his name in the hall of faith? Because we are all like Isaac. We know God requires of us. We know God promises. From time to time, we oppose God. But the time when you oppose God, and you realize you oppose God, you realize what you're doing is wrong, and you turn around, you turn to God. And that make him the member of the hall of faith. Isn't it the entire Bible talk about go and preach about repentance? Turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 47. Repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in Jesus' name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Genesis chapter 27 talk about repentance and forgiveness. Isaac, he repents. He turned around. He know that it's wrong to love his his older son more than his younger son. It is also wrong to bless his older son in opposition to God's word. Right? Brother and sister, assuming Isaac did not repent, keep on saying that, hey, Jacob, come here. I void my blessing to you. Now, I do it one more time. I eat your game. I bless you. I bless Esau. This kind of blessing will be void. That means you cannot delete or erase what God has said in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. The Lord said to Rebekah, two nations are in your womb, and one people will be stronger than the other. The older will serve the younger. The younger will be the stronger. I want you to write beside that. You write down Jeremiah. Right beside verse 23, you write down Jeremiah, chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. The Lord said to Jeremiah, you have seen correctly. I am watching to see my word is fulfilled. My word that is written in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23, will be fulfilled. The older Jacob will serve the younger, the older Esau will serve the younger Jacob. And God said, I am watching to see my word is fulfilled. At the end, Genesis is the beginning of the book. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Esau and Jacob passed away 1,000 years already, right? Abraham is 2,000 before Christ's time. Malachi is around 400, 500 years before Christ's time. So it's separated by what? 1,500 years later. They all buried. They all died. And God said, I hate Esau. I love Jacob because that guy is godless. He didn't care about God's word. He do his own thing. And he never changed. And yet his father changed. Brother and sister, we are all wicked. We are all sinner. When you realize that you are wicked, you are sinner, you don't get blessing. What should you do? Andy. Turn around and repent. Don't come here so late, my friend. You better repent, okay? Does it make sense? It is amazing, eh? We all do things our own way, but when we find out finally, we can't do that. So we tremble violently and turn back to God. And then His blessing is recorded in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 20. Go back to Hebrew chapter 11 verse 20. That's why His name, His work, His blessing is recorded in the Bible. By faith, right beside by faith, you write down Genesis chapter 20, Genesis chapter 20 what? 25, verse 20, 25, 23, right? Isn't it? Go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. So by faith, right beside by faith, you write down Genesis chapter 25, 23. Go back. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 20. By faith, Isaac, he repented, he turned around, he didn't change his blessing, he blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Our Heavenly Father, from time to time, we are no different than the life of Isaac. He loved the world just like his son Esau loved the world. He didn't love God's word. He ignored God's word. He think he's almighty. He do his own thing. He blessed his son Esau on top of Jacob. He thought he's going to pass away very soon. That's why before he died, he's going to do it. He make up his mind already, not knowing that he has 80 more years to live. Lord, we give you thanks to record Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20. Force us to think it through why you're doing what you're doing, so as to learn the lesson to return to you, and you will return to us. When I said return to you by faith to bless Jacob and Esau in regard to their future, indeed, you're gonna watch about that. You're watching about that. You're gonna make sure every word that come from Isaac, every word that come from Rebecca also will be fulfilled. Regarding to Rebecca, is at the time the children is still in the mother womb, and as regard to Isaac, and they are 40 years old already. They're grown up children. And then, by faith, as a father, he blessed his son according to God's word. And help us to do the same. Help us not to be godless, but to be godly. Help us to hide your word within our heart. Whatever we do, we submit ourselves, our doing unto you. For you're gonna watch and make sure that what we're doing will be truly blessed. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.